Albayan Radio presents the following program presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. The Quran, we mentioned it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said it is the uncreated word that came down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. And we said that we affirm to Allah what is affirmed to Himself, and we said that there is nothing like Allah, laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami' al-basir, and He is the hearer and the seer. The speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be verified through many verses. Qala ta'ala wa kallama Allah Musa taklima, and Allah spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, wa kalimatullahi hiya al-ulya, and the word and the speech of Allah is the highest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose certain messages and prophets in the Quran, or certain prophets and messengers where He had spoke directly to. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. He chooses whom He wills. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. And these messengers, we favored some over others. مِّنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. And some of them Allah spoke to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to certain prophets and messengers. And an example of this is Musa, as we said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke directly to Musa, Musa alayhi salam, as we hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating when he had the meeting with Musa, and Musa came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seen the light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكْ, indeed I am your Lord, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى, indeed I am your Lord, أَنَا رَبُّكْ, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ, remove your sandals, for indeed you're in the sacred valley of At-Tuwa. Now he, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Musa and spoke to him. And we know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said, is upright and perfect. That we listen to these verses that Musa was advised, Inni ana rabbuka fakhla'na 'alayka innaka bil wadi al muqaddas At-Tuwa, wa ana akhtartuka fastami' lima yuha, إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. الله أكبر. Allah states, I have chosen you, أنا وأنا اخترتك, and I've chosen you, فاستمع لما يوحى, and listen to that which has been inspired to you, a word that is being heard. إنني أنا الله, indeed I am your Lord, there is no deity worthy of worship except me, لا إله إلا أنا, فاعبدني, worship me, وأقيم الصلاة لذكري, and establish the prayer to my remembrance. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa, and this is the uncreated speech of Allah. Allah is not restricted to anything. Yes, Allah spoke the Quran, and Allah spoke to Musa, and Allah spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks when He wills. This is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is done when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks when He wills, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to speak to whom He wills. And we know that it's a deficiency in something if something does not speak. In the dunya, if someone does not talk, we know it's a sickness. And that is why Ibrahim alayhi salam, we extract this from the verses when Ibrahim said to his people when they had left celebrating their celebration, and he remained back, and he broke the idols, and he hung the axe on the big idol. And the people came back, and he told them, ask the large one amongst them. And we hear this where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا, but indeed the larger one was the one who hit the other statues. فَاسْأَلُوهُ, ask him, إِن كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ, ask if he was able to pronounce a letter, mocking them. أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, يعني أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ, يعني this expression of, يعني fear on you, or يعني how dare you that you worship and you serve besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something else, how dare you? Do you not understand? Do you not comprehend? So the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is not created, and it is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired, and it is us whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى has enabled the Muslims to inherit, enabled the Muslims to inherit this knowledge and this Quran and this legislation for us to take and for us to learn and for us to recite and for us to implement and for us to spread. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those whom are attached to the Quran, and on the day of judgment it is said to the companion of the Quran to come and recite and elevate, for indeed the last place in the paradise is the last verse you recite. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Quran wa nasal Allah ta'ala an yanfa'ana bihi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of the Quran, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to benefit from it. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.